Cheyenne, Sheyenne, Benoit, 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 81094. Miss Benoit is a 30-year-old woman with history of hypertension, very, very strong family history of hypertension, who comes in today after she experienced dizziness, chest tightness, palpitation, and anxiety symptoms, period. In the paragraph, patient is married. They're not having any marital issues. She, her husband is out of town. She had a glass of wine last night when the symptoms started, period. She has a colorful medical history in that she's had palpitations and anxiety in the past. She saw her primary doctor, gave her hydroxyzine at 10 milligram, period. In the paragraph, with her strong family history of hypertension, she's taking lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide at 1025, which is somewhat controlling her blood pressure today, period. She has a history of drug abuse at age 19, but has not used any for some time, period. New paragraph, she doesn't have any children, under social, been pregnant one time. She still smokes and half a pack a day, doesn't drink, and drinks a couple of drinks a day at night and some on the weekends, period. Family history, strongly positive for hypertension. Her father has cirrhosis because of alcoholism, and mom has a history of drug addiction and alcoholism as well. Medical problems, anxiety, hypertension, difficulty getting pregnant. She did see her OB/GYN. They told her everything was okay with her. Her husband is getting checked now. Surgery, none. Family history as above, allergen and drug allergy. She's married, by the way. She is a dispatcher for AC company, has been under some stress because of that. She did find a new primary care doctor recently who did a complete blood work, including thyroid, and they told her everything was okay. We are going to check a TSH, free T3, free T4, and a B12 level today as well, period. New paragraph, she weighs 157 pounds. It's noteworthy to mention she's lost 50 pounds with diet and exercise and vitamin D. Vitamin D. With diet and exercise. Now, vitamin D is good because of the lack of self-feeling fulfilled, and palpitations could be part of that, and anxiety. Not everybody. I'll show you. Some people have 30s and 40s. Where the heck was I? All right. Yeah. So we're all going to check a free T3, free T4, and a vitamin B and a B12. And free T3 is because she's lost 50 pounds. What if it's just her thyroid and she thinks it's because she's exercising so much? Right? She's going to come back in 2 weeks, period. She did have a fatty liver at one time because of her life history and because of the weight gain, and that's gone away. Next time is difficulty with pregnancy.
She's actually really happy with us again.
Difficulty with pregnancy. She's going to... No, we're primary care because we're slow. No, sorry. Her husband needs to be checked. He's scheduled for a sperm count. Next number, dizziness resolved. Next number, her palpitation is gone now. Next number, she's had issues with this in the past, and that's why she saw the primary care doctor. Number two, she's in the process of getting a psychiatrist to see as well, and for a follow-up. She does not have any thoughts of suicide, hurting herself or others. Her EKG today appeared completely normal, period. In the paragraph, as far as her liver was concerned, there's no evidence of liver disease or fatty liver. Her gallbladder looks normal. I told her it's important to check her kidneys in face of hypertension at age 30. There was no evidence of renal vascular hypertension or unilateral agenesis of the kidneys, indicating possibility of renal vascular hypertension, period. Spleen looked normal, period. Her uterus was slightly enlarged at 3.3, 8.8 for someone who's never had a baby, but we'll check, keep an eye on this. Has seen an OB/GYN. The bladder looked normal. Lower extremity shows no edema, coloring, or cyanosis. Skin shows no rash. As far as her dizziness is concerned, we looked at her carotid. Her carotid was completely within normal limits. Netflix number is thyroid structure looks good. Next number is echocardiogram is appears normal. Next number is lower extremity shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number is upper extremity as well shows no evidence of PVD or DVD. No DVT at this time. Next number, our goal is to get a start on Wellbutrin 75 non-SR, half a tablet for a few days, then half a full tablet a day, then have one tablet twice a day. Blanca is very positive in her outlook. Next number, she's going to come back in 2 weeks. Next number is, as far as her pregnancy is concerned, she's going to follow up with OB-GYN, and her husband is going to see a urologist to get blood work done. Next time, she does have a couple of patchy areas of candida on her skin, consistent with tinea. Sorry, not candida, but tinea. I'm going to treat that with Nizoral cream, and then we'll be turned on SR. Number 60 was given. Next time, his findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Come back in 2 weeks. Thank you.